Page 231. G. Changes.
The time had come for a change. In 1954, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that segregation in schools was violating the Constitution. From that moment on, blacks could go to any school they wanted to attend. This court ruling was highly significant, and it sparked a desire to fight for equal rights in all parts of society. But there was still a long way to go. In 1960, some black students in Greensboro, North Carolina, inspired by what had already been achieved, sat down in a part of a restaurant designated for whites only. They were not served, and there were expressions of outrage by the white customers. However, more and more black students kept coming every day for 6 months. This nonviolent protest proved to be an important contribution to the struggle for equal rights in America. Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks, a seamstress in her 40s, was on her way home from work in Montgomery, Alabama, one afternoon in 1955. The bus driver asked her to give up her seat to a white person. This was a common situation in the USA at the time, but this woman was to make history. She refused to move, and the police arrested her. Ms. Parks was so tired of being discriminated that she felt that something had to be done. She talked to Dr. Martin Luther King, who was a pastor in a local Baptist church. Dr. King suggested a bus boycott. A few days later, the boycott started, and it lasted for over a year. It became a great success. In December 1956, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that segregation on buses was illegal, an important step in the struggle for equal rights for blacks and whites.
The Greensboro Record, Tuesday, February 2nd, 1960. Negro college students sit at Woolworth lunch counter. A group of 20 Negro students from A&T College occupied luncheon counter seats without being served at the downtown F.W. Woolworth Company store late this morning, starting what they declared would be a growing movement. By Marvin Sykes. The group declared double that number will take places at the counters tomorrow. Employees of Woolworth did not serve the group, and they sat from 10:30 a.m. until afternoon. White customers continued to sit and get service. Clarence Harris, Woolworth manager, replied no comment to all the questions concerning the sit-down move about Woolworth custom and what he planned to do. Today's 20-man action followed the appearance at 4:30 p.m. yesterday of four freshmen from Scott Hall at A&T who sat down and stayed, without service, until the store closed at 5:30 p.m. Student spokesmen said they are seeking luncheon counter service and will increase their numbers daily until they get it.
Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. was undoubtedly the most prominent of the civil rights leaders in the USA in the 1950s and 1960s. He started the Montgomery bus boycott and led numerous protest marches. As a Christian and an admirer of Gandhi, he was committed to making all the marches nonviolent. The most famous march took place in 1963, when he led 250,000 people to Washington and gave the speech, "I Have a Dream." What was his dream? Martin Luther King dreamt of a society without racial discrimination, where one day little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. 5 years later, however, he was killed by a sniper's bullet as he was standing on the balcony of his motel room in Tennessee. In his short life, Martin Luther King had made an invaluable contribution to the struggle for equal rights in the USA, and he has, since 1986, been honored with his own public holiday on the 22nd of January each year.